morning, Mr. McNanny. Are you able to hear us okay?
Yes, I can. Just kind of waiting until we get a quorum here. Like we got public health and Sutter Amador. Lynette, what agency are you with?
Ms. Eskridge, if you could, please unmute yourself and identify what agency you're with, if you are from one.
Sorry, are you able to hear me now?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. I am the emergency management coordinator for the Sutter Valley Medical Foundation buildings. So I am not with the hospitals, but we do the medical buildings, surgery centers, those types of locations, and it's a brand new role.
Great, great. Thank you, Lynette.
Thank you.
Good morning, Commander. How are you? CHP on the phone and another one with the 707 area code. Can you identify, please?
Thank you. We do have Michael East with the fire division. Here as well as Supervisor Crew.
Okay.
Ms. Evanson from Public Health, Ms. Sharver, Ms. Tyre, Mr. Thibodeau, and we have an unidentified caller from a 707 area code. If you could please introduce yourself.
And you said Mike East is with you, Heather?
Correct.
Okay, so sounds like we got a quorum of six. And we got 10:04. Heather, are you taking minutes?
Yes.
Thank you. Wanted to double check. So we're going to call the Amador County Emergency Medical Services Committee to order. Today is January 6th. And it is 10:04 a.m. I think everybody has introduced now. Any public matters that are not on the agenda that anybody wants to address? Okay, moving on down to item number three, agenda. Anybody like to make a motion to approve the agenda, or is there any revisions? Everybody's muted.
Trying to unmute them all so they can just participate as is.
Need a motion and a second to approve the agenda.
Motion to approve.
Thank you.
And who was that?
Diana.
Thank you. And a second?
Michael East, I'll approve. Second.
Thank you, Mr. East. Any other discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? So moved. Agenda passes.
Heather, do you need a roll call vote on that? I'm sorry. Sorry, Mr. Chair.
We can do that.
With the Zoom, isn't it required to have a roll call vote?
Thank you. Mr. McNanny?
Okay, normally I only do a roll call vote if I hear a no, but we can do a roll call vote.
So either way is fine.
I was just at point of order. I just ask.
Okay.
Okay.
I don't care.
So that's the way I'll do things. When I ask for approvals, I hear no objections or no yeses. If I hear one, then I'll do a roll call vote. That sound good?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Item number four, minutes for October 27th. We actually did not have a meeting October 27th, so there are no minutes to approve. We actually do need to approve minutes from the July 28th, 2021, but since those weren't included in the agenda packet, we will hold that over to the next meeting.
We'll get that added to the agenda.
Thank you. So next meeting will be the minutes from July 28th, 2021, and then today's meeting. Item number five, financial report. I got a financial report from Lindsay Clark over at Public Health. Current EMS fund sits at $26,592.10. This includes the current audit adjustments of $7,700 for the period of the 14th through June 30th of 2018. So we knew that we did have to owe some money back, and that's what it was. They're going to do another audit from July 1st of 2018 through June 30th of 21, and there will probably be a little more money that we have to pay back to the fund. So, and as you can see, there's a couple other items on the agenda that will be on today's agenda for approval. And they also listed the current reoccurring annual invoices there, the EMS system of about $1,500, and then the Mount Zion lease space of about $1,000 per year. And our annual income into the EMS fund is about $5,500. Any questions on financial reports? Okay. Moving on to item number six. 2022 chair and vice chair is up for consideration. So anybody would like to start chairing this committee? I've only been doing it for like 10 years because nobody wants to step up. Any discussion on keeping it as is, or is everybody there?
Yeah.
Can we keep it as is?
We can, yes. So we need to, according to the bylaws, elect a chair and a vice chair for this year. And is that a motion, Jessica, to keep the chair and vice chair as is?
Yes, motion to keep the chair and vice chair as is.
Okay. Do we have a second?
Diana.
Thank you. Any other questions, comments? All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Any opposed?
Mr. McNanny, I do have a question. We were wondering who the vice chair is.
I thought it was Jeff Brown.
Okay, thank you.
Yes. Thank you. The next thing is review of bylaws. So I don't know if everybody was able to go through and review those bylaws. Any questions or concerns regarding the bylaws or any recommended revisions that we can send to the board or supervisors? I think the last time these were rewritten were 2009. It's pretty standard. I just kind of wanted to throw it on the agenda just so everybody knew about the bylaws and if they had any questions, they could speak to that.
Hi, this is Jessica. The only question I have is I'm listed as an emergency department manager. I am not the emergency department manager. I am the MICN liaison.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I don't know if we actually have to have the manager on here, or do I suffice?
You're representing the emergency department manager. You're fine, Jessica.
Yes. Okay, yeah. Thanks.
Yep. Yep. Okay. So moving on to item number 8, County EMS repeater system responsibility. I was really hoping somebody from Mountain Valley would be on the line today. We had an issue with the MedNet 10 system up in Mount Zion last month during the storm, and the whole repeater and radio system was down. Our ambulances, dispatch center could not dispatch our ambulances over the radio. Everything had to be done over phone calls. So it kind of delayed all the responses. We reported the issue, and it seemed like nothing got taken care of. So American Legion Ambulance stepped up and contacted the radio tech and had it fixed. And when they submit the bill to me, I guess I'm sending it over to the EMCC for reimbursement. But as my understanding is, it's the county's responsibility for the infrastructure of the repeater system in this county.
This is Jessica again. That was my understanding, and when I started asking about it when we were having internal problems with our radios, I was told the sheriff, Inverter County Sheriff, had responsibility for it. I don't know if that's true, but that's what I was told.
Okay. So that's something that we need to research and figure out who is actually responsible for the infrastructure in the county. I know the FCC licenses, I believe, are held by Mountain Valley EMS Agency. But the infrastructure, you know, we need to know county responsibility. Is it the sheriff's office responsibility? Is it public health's responsibility? You know, whose responsibility is that system? So, Mr. Cruz, is there any way that you can find that out?
Sure, I can look into that, Mr. Chair, no problem. I think you're right, though, because there is some cross jurisdiction. There's a license, and then there's the tower proprietor and the repeaters. But sure. I'll find out and send you an email, Alan.
Okay, perfect.
At least what if I can, if it's that simple to find out. Yes, I will do that.
Well, the Mount Zion repeater site.
Yes.
Is owned by Cal Fire. It's a state repeater. And the state bills Amador County Public Health for the rental space of that tower.
Okay.
So I would assume it'd be public health's
responsibility if they're, if public health is paying the lease space for that.
All right.
And then there's, you know, other discussions of, that's the only repeater site that we have in this county. And when that repeater site goes down, the EMS system goes down. It's cell phones.
Okay.
So. Item number 9, 2022, meeting schedules. I'm not sure why that is on the agenda, but the scheduled meetings will be April 27th, 2022, July 27th, 2022, and October 26th of 2022 is our scheduled meeting date. And then item number 10, committee seats, discussion and possible action relative to the general public vacancies. So the general public seat was held by Mr. Ryan Hamry, and as of today, he has resigned from that position. And we now have a opening for the general public seat. And Mr. Hamry was recommending Mike East for that position. Whoever that seat goes to must be submitted to and approved by the Board of Supervisors.
Mr. Chairman, was there an alternate for that seat?
In the general public?
Yes.
No, there was not. So it is currently vacant right now with the resignation of Mr. Hamry.
Okay. That was a seat that I'd originally applied for.
Yeah, Mr. East, you're alternate for the fire department districts right now.
Yeah, correct. I'd originally applied for the general public primary opening.
Okay.
Did anyone else apply?
There is a email that was sent by the Amateur Fire Protection District, Walt White, and he would like to get Jason Yelnick from AFPD onto the general public seat.
Okay.
So, either way, I think people need to fill out applications and submit those to the Board of Supervisors, because it's the Board of Supervisors of this county that actually appoint the seats.
I read that in the bylaws, yeah. Okay.
So, Mike, if you would like to do the general public, you would just have to fill out a new application and submit that.
Okay.
And I'll reach out to Walt White, make sure that he has an application for Mr. Yelnick. And I believe there are still a vacancy with CAL FIRE on this committee, which I will reach out to them to see if we can get some representatives. So moving on to item number 11, the Maddie Cohn request.
Yes. Alan, yes. I believe on the Board of Supervisors agenda for either this past week or sometime here in the near future, there is a application for Chief Blankenheim to take the CAL FIRE spot on this committee.
Okay, perfect.
That's correct. It was yesterday. It was approved at yesterday's Board of Supervisors meeting.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Is that Mike Blankenheim?
Correct.
Thank you. Okay, moving on to item number 11, Maddie Fund request. So the first request, these were actually in last meeting in October, but we didn't have a quorum, so they never got voted on. Reimbursement to Public Health for a payment to CAL FIRE of $1,014 for the radio vault lease at Mount Zion for fiscal year 21-22. So Public Health has already paid that, and EMCC normally reimburses Public Health for that cost. I just need a motion and a second for approval or any discussions.
This is Jessica. I motion.
Thank you, Jessica.
I'd second that, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Mr. Crew. Any further discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? So moved. Second item for funding is reimbursement to Public Health for payment of the EMS systems in the amount of $1,545.04. This is for the EMS system resource management. It's a software program that's internet-based that the hospital can log into, find bed capacity of other hospitals within the region. So it's a very valuable tool. And that's the annual subscription cost, and that's for the fiscal year 21-22.
I motion.
Thank you, Jessica. Any second on that?
I'd second that, Chair.
Thank you.
I do have a question about it, though. I had seen an email a couple months ago that they were, the state or the county was considering changing to a different system. I don't know what system that would be, but have you heard anything about that?
I don't know of any other systems out there.
Yeah, there was an email out that was saying about them changing. Diana might know something about it. I think it came from Public Health about changing.
We actually invited Mountain Valley to weigh in on that, since they are responsible for making sure all of our hospitals are able to communicate. So it was another system. I have not heard of any traction on it, though.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, all those in favor?
Aye.
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 Any opposed? So moved. And Heather, are you going to notify Lindsay Clark of the approvals on those?
Yes.
Thank you. Local CQI committee reports. I don't see Mountain Valley on the line, so we'll skip that. And then we'll go over to agency reports. EMS agency is not present. Ambulance. Things are going good. We've got a couple of our brand new ambulances in the body shop. We had one get rear-ended on the freeway and had another one that was in for repairs, and that one got hit while the repair shop was out test driving it, and just can't seem to get them back. And then it takes long because of delay in parts and things like that. But things are going good. Had a little bit of sick calls with COVID, but overall we're actually in pretty good standings, and things continue to operate. So, Michelle, anything to add?
No.
Okay. Air ambulance is not present. CAL FIRE, not present. PHP, Commander. You there, Todd? You're on mute.
Send the report at this time.
Okay, thank you. Fire district, still Oh,
I'm
Mike.
I'm having some.
I don't see your name up on the screen, so I keep forgetting.
Yeah, I'm here in person.
Nothing to report. General public is vacant. Oh yes, not present. Police, public health, Diane.
Beyond that, the surge continues. Nothing further to report. Thank you for everyone's support. We appreciate everyone as our partners.
Great, thank you. Sheriff's office is not present. Sutter Amateur Hospital, Jessica.
We're just been really busy. We're really full. We're full on all units, holding down in the ED, just, you know, continuing with the surge and just regular sick people. So
yeah.
Nothing else but really that's the report.
Okay. Lynette, anything you want to add to the conversation? No. Board of Supervisors, Mr. Crew.
Nothing to report, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. All righty. I appreciate it, everybody joining in. Next EMCC meeting will be Wednesday, April 27th at 10 a.m. And that'll also be via Zoom. And everybody have a great day.
Thanks, you too.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Goodbye.